According to the latest data recorded by Statec, the next indexation of wages, pensions and salaries will very likely take effect in May. Police are appealing for witnesses after a fight broke out between three people yesterday afternoon in Munsbach, with one person hospitalised after sustaining a stab wound. The price of 95 unleaded petrol has dropped by 6.8 cents. From today, a litre costs €1.46. Due to a strike at Belgium's National Railway Company today, delays and cancellations are expected to affect all trains operating between Luxembourg and Belgium. Luxembourg's Foreign Minister Xavier Bettel has called on EU member states to stay united as they consider countermeasures to US tariffs. The EU is set to vote on a list of countermeasures this Wednesday. Meanwhile, China has vowed to fight to the end against fresh tariffs of 50% threatened by US President Trump, further aggravating a trade war. Ukrainian President Zelensky has publicly acknowledged for the first time that his troops are active in Russia's Belgorod region. And as rabbit fever surfaces in Luxembourg for the first time, experts advise pet owners and nature goers to remain cautious but not alarmed, stressing the low risk to humans and domestic animals. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. It's another sunny day throughout the country with glorious blue skies. After a chilly start, the mercury will rise to 11 degrees by mid-morning and 15 to 16 degrees in the afternoon.